The following is a presentation from Lancaster Baptist Church and Pastor Paul Chapel.
Thank you, Pastor. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. In the last two Wednesday nights as we've been preparing for this, we have set aside a theme or a word. And tonight's word or theme is prayer. And we know how needful prayer will be for this revival. It was on a warm Saturday in August of 1806 that five college students from Williams College met in a meadow to pray and to discuss Williams Carey's booklet on the obligation of Christians to use their means to reach others. The group, along with their leader, Samuel Mills, became intently focused on praying for the need of the world in the area of missions and specifically in Asia. Then they were interrupted by a thunderstorm. With little time to find shelter, they found refuge in a haystack nearby. And as the storm continued, the group continued their discussion and prayer time for world missions and their burden to reach the lost. The five men consecrated themselves to full devotion to the Great Commission and taking the gospel to all of the nations. That moment, in 1806, under an old haystack, was the spark for the greatest missionary movement that the world has ever seen. They felt that it was the job of the American church to send its own missionaries, and then they proposed that the first American missions agency be created. 4 years later, in 1810, the American Board of Commissioners for Foreign Missionaries was started and began to send missionaries. One of the first men sent was Adoniram Judson, who was sent to India, and this was shortly followed by the beginning of many missionaries being sent to this part of the world. Those five young students had no idea that all of history was watching on that day when the rain began to fall and the responsibility that laid on the burden that God has given them. It was just a few people, but that day they sensed the very presence of the Lord. And God desires for you and I today to be in His presence. And we certainly could look at our day and the great need and all that needs to be accomplished, and no doubt we are in need of revival. But if that is going to happen in our church and in our community and around the world, it first must happen with us. And that will happen by being in the presence of the Lord. The Bible reminds you and I in James that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We have 68 days to pray for our revival meeting the last week in January with Dr. John Getch, that we would come saying, Lord, it's me, O Lord, in the need of prayer. Lord, would you do revival in me, that through me you could accomplish a greater work? And let's pray together that God will give us that type of meeting in January of next year.